We came across this online. I think it's absolutely remarkable. People, as humans, I think it's important to help other humans out.
Yeah.
And what these guys are doing has taken it beyond any level that I could really think of. They go by the Flying Seagull Project. I've got Ashley Perrin on with us right now. They're the clowns helping refugee children to laugh through play. We'll explain more in seconds, but let's first introduce Ashley Perrin. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing very well. Where are you right now in the world?
Right now, I'm on the side of a road on a mountain in the north of Greece, and we're between Athens and our next camp. So we're setting up big top tents in camps.
Wow.
And we spend the week running music, circus, trapeze, cinema nights, discos, all sorts of fun. So I'm just in between two camps on the side of a mountain pass.
Well, evcharisto to you and the guys down there.
Oh, it's Greek, right?
Let's, so you literally, a group of you guys, you go and entertain the refugee children around the world, around certain areas where the camps have been set up. You pop in there as basically clowns and make them laugh and play games and just bring joy to these kids who are amazing children, who are children like my own children, like your children, Rossi. Unfortunately, they're in situations that are out of control. You're there, Ashley, with your team to make them laugh and just smile, right?
Exactly. I mean, not just refugee children, all children. There are crisis zones all over the world in all sorts of different ways. And the one thing that is not rarely thought about, but not thought about enough, is what it feels like for the kids. You know, yeah, they need to have a tent or a place to sleep as an emergency feature. But I also think part of an emergency response is to make sure that they don't lose their childhood. They've still got to play games and laugh and get to know each other and play football and dream of stuff. So that's what we do, We make sure that every day that we can, we get them laughing and singing and jumping around like kids do.
How did this all begin for you? When did you say, this is what we need to be doing right now?
It was 10 years ago, actually. I was in Cambodia. I was an actor and clown professionally, and I was in Cambodia and I visited an orphanage, as many people do, a bit like, to be totally honest, volunteerism. You go and you feel good for a few days doing something nice. And so I did that, and that's the truth. And as I left, I thought, it was really weird, because I'm a professional kids performer, and I thought, in 3 days, no kid cried. No kid between the age of 0 and 15, in 3 days, not one cried. And that's weird. And I was thinking, why didn't they cry? And they fell over, they did kid stuff. Then I realized it's because there was no one there to hug them if they did. Uh-huh. They were fed and they were housed, but who cared about them? And that really hit me, and I wept like a babe. And then I flew home the next day, called some friends and said, we're doing this, bought a van, and the first trips were in Romania, working in the orphanages and homes there. And from day one, we just knew that's it. I quit my acting agency, quit all my jobs, focused on this. And it's been 10 years this month.
And how do you make money? Obviously, you're not making money out of it, but how do you sustain your life doing this? Is it sponsorship? How is this done?
Yeah, so in a number of ways. I mean, in the UK, we do the festival season. So all the music festivals have kids areas. We perform at them, and we're booked as a professional team.
Okay.
We have many people who give us, £2, £3, £5 a month. We don't take any major sponsorship from kind of crisis funds, because I think that food, education, and health are obviously survival necessities.
Sure.
So there is enough money from normal people who care about feelings and care about the way that kids are emotionally, that they'll give us a few quid, and that's how it works. And on the road, we support our clowns with their food and their lodging, but they all pay their own way there and back. And once you've done one day, you become so utterly motivated that nothing will hold you back. So,
what countries have you visited then?
So Cambodia, Romania, Albania, all over India, every country in Europe, pretty much. Yes, I think 23 countries we counted up a couple of days ago.
Yeah, of course, man. I'm sure you want to probably come out to the Middle East as well.
Yeah, well, this is it. Well, actually, we're in Lebanon. We were in Lebanon this year, and that was really striking. We got used to a certain amount of camps. I mean, you drive through Lebanon, and it's every spare car lot is someone's village. It's just made out of shack.
Yeah,
and it's just thousands upon thousands of kids.
Yeah,
and I just worry about how they felt. So I was born deaf, and when I was 2 and a half, I had an operation to bring that hearing back, and it worked.
Wow.
And then I had a very playful mum and a very kind of eccentric dad, and they were really, really committed and dedicated to making sure I had a good childhood. So, like, without that encouragement, I'd never have believed I was good enough to be, even in mainstream school, because my speech was so bad. And these kids are going to have such enormous challenges after everything they've been through and in the situation they're in, that for them to have happy, fulfilled lives as adults we've got to get them feeling good as kids.
Well, you're doing an amazing job. I'm sure you know that. I'm sure you get told that a lot. Check him out on the gram, Flying Seagull UK, or Facebook, Flying Seagull Project. Ashley Perrin, mate, prayers, thoughts, and keep inspiring not only the children that you're around, but the rest of the world, like people like us. Thank you for taking the time. Get back in that car and get across that border, okay?
No problem. Thanks, man. Thanks for catching up. See you soon.